Every week at this time, we kind of use our show to help you out. We call it Free Therapy.
We have microphones and lots of opinions. This is Free Therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Hey, good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Okay, so will you walk us through the message you sent us?
Yeah, okay. Okay, so a group of us went out for dinner, like a big group of my coworkers and everybody. We all went out the other night. It was kind of like the big wig in our company, you know, taking everybody out. Okay. And I was given the boss's credit card to pay for dinner. So dinner came to $119.
Okay.
I did quick math. I want to say quick math.
Sure.
In my head. Because I intended to leave a 20% tip, but I actually only left a freaking $12 tip.
Oh, yeah, that's not 20%.
Yeah, yeah. No, right. It's not.
Well, you guys aren't responding like I feel because I double-checked it on my phone calculator, right? I'm dividing 119 by 20 or 0.20 or whatever it's supposed to be, showing me 5-something. And I thought I was being generous, but then, like, I don't know, I'm not a math major, obviously.
Right, sure.
So I didn't get it right, and I ended up giving a 10% tip. You know, I have no idea.
Right.
I have no idea, but I brought it up to my coworkers as we're, like, driving back in the Uber, and I'm like, oh, my God, no. I left a 10% tip. This is my boss's credit card,
right.
Okay, so we have to give, like, the receipts.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so, one, I feel terrible. I feel like a complete crap bag, and everybody in the group knows now that, you know, I don't tip because what kind of a person doesn't tip?
Right.
And
right.
Should I go back and give our server a tip? Because the credit card isn't mine. This is my boss. So, like, I don't want to be, like, finagling numbers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And like adding another charge.
But this is an honest mistake. This is an honest, I didn't go to the right college, Dad, mistake.
Like, I didn't go to the right college. Yeah, sorry,
you
Dad.
Know, something. I totally didn't mean to.
This is exactly why I have a tip card. I look at the tip card because I don't trust myself to do the math either.
Oh, my God, a tip card.
Yes, you need one of those for your wallet. You just kind of, like, pull it up and just, like, look at that. Like, okay, that's what I have to do.
Yes.
I mean, being a server, I can imagine, because, I mean, that you live on tips.
Yeah.
So, especially if you're like, a nice restaurant, I mean, that's, like, your income.
Well,
you know?
And can I just tell you, sidebar, I was at a restaurant years ago with a very big group. Again, it was not my responsibility to do the check. The person that did do the check apparently did not tip, like, at all. And somehow, I got a reputation out of that I was a horrible tipper and that I went around stiffing people all the time.
Yeah.
So like the waiters would talk in the waiter community, and so then now I felt like there was a target on my back everywhere I went because it's apparently somehow people thought I was a bad tipper.
Kelly, this is not helping me. This is exactly what I'm terrified about.
I was going to say, now Kelly, you're putting Amanda.
Well, the point is maybe she goes back.
Defense.
Maybe she goes back.
The window's only so big, and I'm at this point I'm thinking like people are going to know me. People are going to be like, "Oh, there's that girl that doesn't tip anything.
Right.
Goes around with her, like, head honcho's credit card. Look at her. Let's spit in her drink or something."
Oh,
like, you know?
I mean,
I don't know.
You know, Amanda, I suggest you just move.
Move.
No,
that was end game.
Just move.
I know it doesn't seem like a big deal, but, guys, for me, this is, like, you know, work.
No, I know.
And now I got to stare at everybody, and now they're going to think that, you know, I'm a stick in the mud and that I don't want to tip or
no,
anything, or
I
that
get
I don't
it.
Know how to do math.
That kind of that stuff festers with me, too. I get it.
I'm overthinking it, guys, so help me out.
Oh, my gosh. I swear, you and Kelly could spend an entire evening together.
We need to be besties.
Well, I've only had one coffee, so this is what I'm like this. And I'm stressed, and I've not had enough coffee, and I realized I should have paid better attention to math.
Amanda, bless your heart. All right, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, guys.
All right. We got a text message from a listener. I just go back with some cash and just try to get it to the person who served you. I mean, that seems, I don't know, that seems kind of easy, right?
Yeah.
Another text that just says, move the decimal point one place and double that number. That's 20%. Who needs a tip card? Oh, yeah.
Listen,
rolling in with the hot tips on how to actually figure a 20% tip.
I need a tip card.
Okay.
People that can't do math.
All right.
Got a text message. Move the decimal point two places to the right. That's 1190. That's 10% times two. Just didn't think it was that hard.
Y'all are... All of a sudden, we've got math majors that are listening to the radio show.
Listen,
here. I mean, we've got people rolling in with their hot math tips.
It's just, like, you make it sound like it's so easy. But for some of us, that just the math is hard in our heads. in the moment, you get, don't you feel like it's like sitting in the hot seat? You get right in front of you, like, oh gosh, and people are staring, a big group are staring at you, and you're like, I gotta do this like really quickly, and then I'm taking too long to try to figure it out, and then I feel dumb.
Well, and then there are those people that are trying to like peer over your shoulder and see how much you are actually tipping. Like,
there's so much pressure.
All right. What's she doing? She doing 15%? She doing 20%? What's she doing? What's she doing? Nyla.
So I was taught this forever ago, and it's always helped me. If you take the full amount of the check and then multiply it by 0.20, that's the amount you need to tip.
Wait. You're throwing in like college level math here. You need to back it down, Nyla, for those of us who maybe didn't major in math in college.
I didn't even go to college, so. Like, say if the check's $13, say 13 times 0.20, because 0.20 is 20%, and then you have to go all out there.
Not, Nyla, you're confusing me. I have my own methods. Don't try to push your strange math on me, okay?
Hashtag tip card. Hashtag no math.
All right, Nyla, I appreciate you calling in.
Okay, well, thank you. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Thanks, appreciate it. A lot of people are texting, just go back. Go back and find the server and give them the tip.
Yeah, honestly, it's the best policy. I think they'd get a big kick out of the fact that you're just like, yeah, I just can't do math. I'm really bad at it, but I wanted to make it right. I think they'd appreciate it.
Another text that says, I was a server for 3 years, often waited on large parties. Anytime I got stiff like that, I always wondered what I did wrong, and I always felt like I was giving great service, and you just never know. Maybe she may have anxiety like me and still lay awake at night wondering what she did to do to serve that.
Oh, my gosh. So for her mental health, you got to go back and make it right.
The poor server who served you was like, probably still sitting there going, what'd I do?
I thought I was really good at this job. Maybe I need to quit.
I mean, I filled their water cups up every single time it came down.
And listen,
gave them extra bread.
I put a poll up on Facebook, and I'm kind of surprised at this result so far. Like, 4 people said go back and fix it. 5 are like, deny and walk away.
Yeah. No. There's a listener who texted in. She's probably the type that writes the wrong form of your, Y-O-U-R,
O-U-apostrophe-R-E. She sounded very fun.
Let's not.
She has the best of intentions. She sounds like she's got a good heart. She's just not great at math. Okay? Some good people.
Man, and then there's,
aren't great at math.
Listen, and then there's, okay, guys, we don't need your hot tip tips. All right? Like, all of you all of a sudden are becoming these mathematicians.
I know.
Listen, this is what you need to do. You need to take the tax off of your bill.
Tax off?
Yeah, because the point is,
that
you don't want to tip on the tax. You just want to tip on the food.
Oh, gosh. Now, that just changes the whole game.
You just need to take the tax off and then... No, okay, listen.
Does the tip card do that?
Oh, my God. All right. I mean, if you feel the need to continue commenting, please do so. Yes. At Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook and Twitter.
It's great.